with the Rolling Story girls 4x2 following their 10th place finish in the Class 2A girls 4x200. And I'll start with the two seniors here, Adeline Spoiler or Kennedy Peterson. And girls, obviously you're back. You know, this has been something you guys have been used to the last couple of years. Just how did it feel one more, you know, getting another opportunity to run in this race here now as seniors?
It felt amazing. We were really close to not making it, actually, and we just, like, we put it all out there, and we did, I mean, we came in, what, 17th or up there, and we got 10th, and I just think that's super amazing. It's what a way to go out for the 4x2.
And we've got some newcomers, Olivia Raitano, Brooklyn Jondal, and Brooklyn, I know you were here with the shuttle hurdle yesterday morning, kind of getting your first taste of the Blue Oval in terms of relays and whatnot. Just how did it feel for you to get out and, you know, get another opportunity to run after yesterday's shuttle hurdle?
It's just really fun. I really enjoy the opportunities that we all get to run here, and it's just so, like, thrilling to just run.
And Olivia, obviously your first event here running at the state meet, how did it feel for you?
I feel blessed to be here and with these girls. They're like the heart of our team, and it feels great to run with them.
Hey, you guys, you know, most of you guys still have another couple races to go coming up later on today and then into Saturday as well. Just what's the mood going in?
Oh, we're excited. We want to place top three and at least the 4x1 and sprint med, and we have a really good shot, so we're going to see what happens. We're going to put it all out there.
All right, thanks, girls. Congratulations.